Screams of agony echo throughout the prison. The smell of burning skin fills the air. Some of the prisoners are chained and in cages. Others are being branded with hot iron bars. The mentally ill sit alongside criminals with no separation between the men, women, and children. It's an injustice, and someone must make a change. Dorothea Dix is about to start a crusade that will put her name in the books of history. My name is Dorothea Dix. It is 1941, and I'm compiling respective data on the conditions of prisons. It's horrifying. The cruelty and disregard for human beings is heartbreaking. Tens of people die every day in this rot of a building, and nobody seems to care or want to do anything about it. This is mutiny, and I must do something about it. I mean, there are mentally ill people here being treated like criminals, like they chose to be the way they are. This isn't right. The mentally ill should be cared for and attended to. They need to be treated and helped, not whipped and tortured. The only thing standing in my way is the ignorant public and the inhumane officials, but I will not stop until death to get these people where they need to be and where they deserve to be. The common belief was that the mentally ill were willfully crazy, and as a result, they were thrown into prisons like criminals. These prisons included people of all genders and ages, as even children were thrown into prisons with the adult criminals, as well as the mentally ill. Dorothea Dix, the leader of a prison reform, made a comprehensive report on the state of the mentally ill in Massachusetts. She believed that the mentally ill needed to be cared for and treated, not punished and whipped. Dix fought to create an institution for the mentally ill and to separate them from the actual criminals that were imprisoned. By 1835, America had two of the best prisons in the world in Massachusetts. Europeans looked to America's improved prisons and asylums to improve their own. Dorothea Dix had succeeded.